Hey, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Ever notice how you come across somebody once in a while that you shouldn't have f***ed with? That's me.
The following has been rated PC for politically correct.
Pay attention, you just may learn something.
It's the Sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the Sage from South Central, the Prince of Pico Union, the Czar of Common Sense, the Great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
That's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Hope you enjoyed our last hour with the great John Voight. We talked about this being a moment in our nation's history where the soul of the country is being tested. If you watch the DNC, you wouldn't know that inflation hit a 40-year high. You wouldn't know that the average family of four, as I said before, is spending $1,200 a month more for the same goods and services as that family bought 3.5 years ago. You wouldn't know that over 70% of Americans are now living paycheck to paycheck, up from the number of Americans that lived paycheck to paycheck just last year. You wouldn't know that there are 10, 12 million illegal aliens in the country. Some on the terror watch list, and those are the ones that we intercepted. You would have no idea that our enemies are on the move. Why? Because of the theme of freedom and joy. What's at stake? Well, this is a reaction to the congressional hearings on a Joe Biden nominee to a district court. He is the first Muslim magistrate. His name is Mustafa Kasubai, and Biden is nominating him for a district court judgeship. Here is a reaction by Senator Ted Cruz and John Kennedy to the nominee of Mustafa Kasubai. Number 18.
Judge Kasubai, I think your fellow nominees owe you a debt of gratitude because many Biden nominees have been extreme, but your record is so far out of the mainstream that you have attracted virtually all of the questions. I was particularly intrigued by your statement to Senator Blackburn that you said you are not, in fact, a Marxist. And then you said, and I wrote it down, I have not praised Marxist ideas. Now, as you know, in law, there is the fact of evidence. And so let's go to something you wrote, an article that is entitled Centralized Property Theory, in which you wrote, it begins, it's on the front page of your law school newspaper, you write, quote, intimate knowing, the lover's kiss, familiar and ever exciting, passionate transcendence, beyond the physical exhilaration lies a burning light in our limbs, our hearts, floating, flying, falling in every direction, amorphous and wonderful, time-stretching, space-curving, exquisitely explosive eros, and yet I timidly tremble every time. Now, somehow this is about property. which is not immediately evident as to why, but later in the article you write, you say, property is not simply a relationship between an owner and an object of ownership. Property is primarily a complex relationship between people and secondarily regards the objects people exploit. Historically, three paradigms have dominated European notions of property. Locke appealed to the notion that labor points to who has the right to exploit property. Bentham relied on utility to dictate who has rights based on how the property is exploited. And Marx was plainly disgusted with the alienation that property imposed and its establishment of an us and them and haves and have-nots. Each theory alone denies important components of human experience. Among them are the ability to work, the need for personal privacy and boundaries, and uniquely diverse desires which spin us all in differing life directions. However, the process towards integrating all three may provide a framework for relationships that enhances each unique self. The aspiration towards intimate knowing, the intimate knowing of oneself and others, is a creative struggle towards redefining property. What the hell does that mean?
Senator, when I was preparing and reviewing my materials for this hearing and for the process, I also have to admit that that writing was far from clear or articulate, and the poetry was definitely not good. Now, Senator, I don't make...
Do you believe we need to have a creative struggle towards redefining property, which is what you were advocating for?
You know, that was something that I wrote 30 years ago, Senator, and in the course of just exploring law school and the ideas that came with...
Okay, so your flirtations with Marxism were 30 years ago, so let's go more recent. In 2020, you gave a speech entitled Reflections on Equity and Privilege, and you said, quote, first, the world is wide enough for all of us. Privilege derives its power from the belief in scarcity, scarcity of money, natural resources, food, and power itself. The desire to control it all drives privilege. I want to suggest to you that equity, the idea of equity, rejects this model of scarcity. Now, that's Marxism in 2020. What did that mean?
I've never considered that to be Marxist, Senator. It's the idea that equal access, and in the context of the work that I do here...
So there is no scarcity. There are no property rights. Equity gives everyone an entitlement to each other's property. Is that right?
Not at all. And in the context of the work that I do on the bench, Senator, when you look at my record for all of these 16 years... You will find that I have upheld the Constitution and our case precedent.
Okay, well, let's turn to something else you wrote in the Wisconsin Women Law Journal. Again, this is your writing. The name of the article is Destabilizing Power and Rape, Why Consent Theory and Rape Law Has Turned on Its Head. You cited Professor Catherine McKinnon, who argued, quote, sexuality itself is a power web in which heterosexual relations per se are infused with violence and control, and, quote, most intercourse is rape. Now, her views are extreme, and yet, and when Senator Blackburn asked you about them here at the hearing, when you want to be confirmed, you try to distance yourself from them. But here's what you wrote in the article. You embrace those views. You wrote, quote, I employ the view that rape is sex in order to focus on the significance of consent and rape law. The sex act is a violation per se without consent. In order to properly align the consent doctrine in rape law with consent in other areas of law, non-consent must be presumed. Do you believe that is a mainstream view, that heterosexual sex is rape?
Senator, in that article, I was exploring different ideas and theories, and I was employing the hypothetical that you've just described to try to tease out a particular issue with respect to consent. With respect to your last question...
So you also quoted Professor McKinnon, who wrote, quote, sexuality is to feminism what work is to Marxism. Let me ask you again, what does that mean?
Senator, I was summarizing different theories that people were presenting so that way I could explain them and then employ an analysis with respect to the issue of what consent was in the context of sexual assault back in 30 years ago.
I think your views are far, far out of the mainstream.
Senator Welch? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Judge Kasabai, I'm looking at an order you issued as a magistrate judge here requiring the use of pronouns in your court. Do you require the use of pronouns, the declaration of one's pronouns in your court?
Senator, that may be referring to perhaps a trial management order or a scheduling order of some kind.
Yeah. No, it's a statement. You issued it. Here it is.
It's an invitation for people to identify their pronouns and or their honorifics.
Well, I'm looking at your requirement that you issued to all people in your court. You say, quote, when you introduce yourself in a meeting, you should say, my name is Judge Blank and my pronouns are blank. Is that right?
Senator, those were not requirements or rules. Those were suggestions and
that was suggestions.
Those were suggestions and invitations for people to use.
And you also, in your directive, you say, quote, I'd like counsel to introduce themselves, giving your full name and your honorific, such as Ms., MS period, Mix, or Mr., not Mrs., and if your client will be making an appearance, I ask you to please introduce them to the court by giving me their full name and their honorific, such as Ms., MS period, Mix, or Mr., end quote. Is that right?
Senator, it's not a directive. Again, it's an invitation.
We will finish this on the other end. It's not a directive, but if you want to refer to yourself as a they, I guess you can. 888-971-SAGE. Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Father, Staff Sergeant Randolph Elder, says hard work wins. You get out of life what you put into it. And now, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. LAPD Officer Dion Joseph has been kind enough to give us another segment. He's been on the force for over 24 years. By the way, Dion, thank you for not correcting me. As you can see, I'm rap challenged. Ice Cube was in NWA. He plays a cop. Ice-T is the one that did the recording called Cop Killer. He plays a cop and also does Cheerios commercials. So only in America, Dion.
Yeah, it is what it is.
So you were talking about why you joined the LAPD. It's your anniversary, by the way. And I
met my beautiful wife, and I was out of work, and I was at home with my parents trying to help them survive because their business went down. So my dad said, hey, you know what? Your uncle, he's on the police force. Go holler at him. Go talk to him. But I said, well, no, Dad. Of course, no, I can't do that. They just have to ride the king beaten, all this horrible stuff. No, I can't be a part of that. He says, go talk to him. So I went to go talk to my uncle, and he sits me down. He says, so you're interested? I said, no, I'm not interested at all. I want to know how you, as a black man, you know how we get that, as black, and you as a black man can be a police officer with brutality and all this stuff. And he says, listen, nephew, if you were a brute before you put on a badge, after you put on a badge, it means you were a brute before you put on a badge. If you were corrupt after you put on a badge, that means you were corrupt long before you put on a badge. And son, you come from good stock. You're not corrupt at all. The job is what you make it. You know, I'm out here making a difference. And he told me all these stories about all the people he helped. And I was like, man, I get to help people? For real? And then I ended up joining the force, and I discovered that the majority of everything being said about law enforcement officers was completely false. I work with officers who are black, white, gay, straight, Jewish, Hispanic, and most of them, the vast majority of them from all walks of life, were just decent human beings, decent blue-collar human beings trying to make a difference, who weren't being supported. And not perfect. I'm not saying their officers were perfect or angels who walk on water. I'm no angel who walks on water, you know. But their hearts are in the right place, and they want to do the right thing. And that's what I learned seeing the other side. And that's what the people need to know that I discovered. Cops really do care about what they want to do, and they need to be supported.
My guest is LAPD Officer Dion Joseph. Dion, this is Michael Brown being shot. What's your take on what happened regarding Ferguson, and how do you feel about what happened in Ferguson 10 years later?
You know, it is a tragedy. You know, I'm the person that's defended officers even in the most controversial situations. But there are some things you can't defend. But that incident, when we first heard it, what did the media do? They suppressed the truth, and
right.
They put out a narrative.
Right.
And like I said, keep the lie short, keep it simple, and repeat it over and over again. And the lie was, hands up, don't shoot, and that was it. And everybody was upset. And then I sat down, and I started listening to more, and the truth started to come out based on my training experience, and also I have common sense. You know, it doesn't sound like Darren Wilson walked up that day and said, I'm going to kill an African-American today. That was his goal. That wasn't it at all. Something happened. He ended up fighting for his weapon, and unfortunately had to do something that no cop wants to do, you know. And but what happened was, people were looking for one incident that they could use to exploit another dead black man and push it out and change the narrative and make it very, very difficult. And Ferguson hasn't been the same ever since. Like I said, my heart breaks for the Brown family, but at the end of the day, you know, I understood what, based on the evidence, what Wilson was up against. So when officers do wrong, I'm not afraid to speak out about it. But when they are justified, no matter how controversial it is, I have to be honest, because, like I said, there are several times where I was almost in a shooting. And one of those shootings, if it would have happened, they would have been talking about me in the same vein as Darren Wilson. It's just a split millisecond where the individual decided to put it down. And I think about that every day. So Ferguson hasn't been the same since. Ferguson, let's talk about Ferguson for a second. I just saw a really heartbreaking press conference with our police chief. Yeah. They did everything the activists wanted. They changed their uniforms. They add all these crazy policies. They did everything. They even changed their uniform because the uniforms were shocking, right? They were too triggering. And still, they went out there and assaulted, and there's an officer fighting for his life right now. So with the activist group, it doesn't matter what we do. We can hug a kid. We can put face paint kids. It doesn't matter what we do. Their belief is we're the enemy. And when you have individuals like that, not just in the street, but who are now getting into public office and making decisions that are tying our hands based on those really extreme beliefs, you think you're hurting me. No, you're hurting my feelings because you're making it hard for me to protect the people I care about. And I care about working with the homeless community who's being victimized at a pace that I haven't seen since 2005. And I can't help them because of mindsets that won't allow me to free me up and do my job to create an environment conducive to change so that the incredible service providers where I work at Skid Row, the shelters, the drug programs, can have more of an impact on the community than the criminal element who's terrorizing them every day. So that's the Ferguson effect. It makes it very difficult for the honorable rule of our profession to do what we need to do to make things safer.
Dion, we have just a few minutes left. Let's talk about the homeless problem in Southern California, in L.A. County in general. You are an expert. You have been working Skid Row for a long time. What causes it? What should we do about it?
Well, we have to be honest, since we have a short amount of time. A lot of people want to sell you that the homeless crisis is because of housing and all this stuff like that. And that's true to some extent. But about two-thirds of the individuals that we see in the streets who are choosing to live on the streets and be victims every day, they're there because of addiction, mental illness, and crime. Those are the top three issues. That's two-thirds. And the reason why that exists in Skid Row, like I said, when I first got to Skid Row, the demographic was 80% African-American. Why? Let's use our critical thinking here. The 1980s. The crack epidemic hit urban communities, and a lot of these communities were already on the lower rung of the economic, socioeconomic status ladder. So when they fell pretty fast to the streets and ended up in Skid Row because that's the only place that would take them, and that's why you saw Skid Row mostly African American. Now what I'm seeing is a demographic shift due to broken border policies. Obviously, we're seeing a migrant crisis, and also now what we're going to see probably moving in the future. Since the ban on anti-cabinet bans have been lifted, we're probably going to see an incursion of people from other parts of counties or other cities and other states who are saying, hey, you can go to California, because we know in certain cities in California, the politicians aren't going to do anything about the problem. So that's what I see. I see a demographic shift, and I'm seeing people I've never seen before. In my mind, more people I have to help break down the walls to try to get to know them and try to help them. But now I don't have services to offer them like I used to because of the mindset that says police can't be involved in helping when we've already done it. You're talking to a man, and I'm not bragging, house 150 homeless people through additional housing, emergency housing, and you name it. I was able to do it networking with services, getting people into shelters. I was able to do that, connect people, get elderly people off the streets. But because of this mindset that the police can't be a part of the solution, it's even harder now. So I don't see this problem going away anytime soon, where I am or anywhere else, if there are people who decided to take a hands-off approach and say, we're going to continue the status quo.
Officer, thank you so much for taking the time. My goodness. LAPD Officer Dion Joseph. Officer, please come back soon. We got a lot to talk about.
All right.
God bless.
All right. You take care. God bless.
Wow. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243 is the number. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Minneapolis and how Governor Tim Walz handled the Minneapolis George Floyd riots. All of that and more.
Larry will be right back. Stay tuned.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Shasta College will hold its annual Harvest Fest Fall Showcase and fundraiser at Ross Ranch on Saturday, September 21st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Harvest Fest proceeds directly support students in the agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment operations programs. Tickets can be purchased in advance on Eventbrite, $40 per person, or at the door, $50 per person. Call 530-520-242-7565 for more information or to reserve tickets.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oxum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Oxum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses bread, and toasted nutmeg with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
The Ramsey Show.
Focusing is the number one key to becoming debt free. It is not a math problem as much as it is an emotional decision and this incredible focus.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more. Right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Across America, The Larry Elder Show.
And the number is 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. It's been a busy, busy show, hasn't it? My next guest is a journalist with the Post-Millennial. His new book is called Unmasked, Inside Antifa's Radical Plan to Destroy America. He is best known for reporting on the American Antifa. He writes for The Post, writes for Newsweek and others. Please welcome back to the program, Andy Ngo.
Thank you for having me on.
Andy, how are you?
I'm doing okay. It does feel a bit like the world's on fire. I'm based in the UK now, but I also do reporting in America as well. And on both sides of the Atlantic, there's unrest.
Tell me about it. I've seen some of the protests in London where you have hordes of people going up and down the street chanting pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas slogans. It looks like their situation in London is worse than ours, as bad as ours is. Is that the way you see it, Andy?
So backtracking a little bit, about 3 weeks ago, there was a week of rioting that happened mostly in northern towns in England and in small working class places. Working class is a euphemism for economically deprived places. And these are also towns that have a long history of grievances over mass migration. They have not benefited from the GDP growth over the many, many consecutive governments that have brought in millions of people. They have also been, their communities have been the victims of things such as the Muslim grooming gangs, where thousands of predominantly white, poor English girls were systematically raped and handed around from man to man. And there were rumors after a mass stabbing attack that the suspect was a Muslim asylum seeker. That turned out to be completely untrue, but nevertheless, that was the spark that lit the riots that happened from town to town. And the response since then has been a severe crackdown on anybody who was allegedly involved in that. There's been already dozens of people who have pleaded guilty, were immediately sentenced to very long prison times. And that's led to certain accusations from critics that the government, policing, media, every institution is engaging in some type of two-tier response, in that when Muslim protesters riot and engage in criminality, and this is their accusation, that they don't face the same type of riot squads. They don't face the police officers bringing out the dog units, whereas when white people are called far-right thugs, and that's the words from the Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, everything's hands on deck, and you're seeing people do time, not just for violent disorder, which is what most of them pleaded guilty to, but also posts on social media, which were seen to be inciting violence or encouraging violence.
All right. So Andy, in England, in general, in London in particular, what percentage of the country, what percentage of the city is Muslim?
So the UK Muslim population, I believe from the most recent census data, is around 5%, which sounds relatively small, but how this 5% is dispersed across the England, across predominantly England, is it's not even, in that you'll have certain pockets of the country, certain towns, certain areas of different cities, where you're looking at 30 to 40% to even 60% Muslim. And these are communities that have in the past and also in the present issues with Islamic extremism, separatist preachers, hate preachers. And so you have this explosive mix where communities are not living side by side in many cases. Mm-hmm. You have people who are completely segregated from one another, often by choice, sometimes for other reasons. And the British public, in my view, has been sold a mantra that multiculturalism in Britain works, when if you look at the data, it doesn't.
Andy Ngo is my guest. The phone number is 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. His book is called Unmask, Inside Antifa's Radical Plan to Destroy Democracy. When we come back, I want to talk about the grievance that some of the Muslims have in England and here, accusing the authorities of engaging in Islamophobia. Is there anything to that? All that and more with Andy Ngo. I'm Larry Elder.
You're listening to The Larry Elder Show.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours, only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is, Relief Factor makes that easy. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free, and for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their 3-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in just a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-TERM-LIFE. That's 800-TERM-LIFE.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to the Larry Elder Show.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. My guest is a reporter with the Post-Millennial. His book is called Unmask, Inside Antifa's Radical Plan to Destroy America. Andy Ngo is my guest. Andy, I want to talk about the pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian demonstrations that took place at the DNC. But first, Andy, do you fear for your safety?
I do. I'm speaking to you from outside the United States. I've been repeatedly hunted down by far-left extremists who call themselves Antifa, and they beat me severely several different times, resulting in near-death experiences that required hospitalization.
Why do you keep going? What keeps you going?
Because the truth is worth it and important, and I've been very, very fortunate that I have the following that I do, that I have the platform that I do, that I'm invited onto shows like yours where I can speak. There are a lot of people who are silenced and who don't have various privileges and support systems that I do that have allowed me to continue to push forward. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I have an obligation for every person who has followed me, supported me over the years, who right. bought my book, that I have to continue speaking out on their behalf.
Andy, who is Antifa? When was it started? What does the name mean? How many Antifa members are there?
They call themselves anti-fascists. That's what Antifa is the short for. However, I never give them the honor of getting to do. I self-identify however they want, because the tactics they use is violence and intimidation against people for their political beliefs. Their origins historically are that it was a paramilitary of the German Communist Party. And after the Second World War, in the decades since, starting around the 80s, there's been the current manifestation doesn't have a direct lineage to the German Communist Antifa, but it draws from the symbols and the logos and sort of the mythos and origin story from that to sort of legitimize themselves. In Europe, Antifa takes on sort of a different dimension than it does in America, in Europe you have far-right parties and parties that are rooted in fascism. In America, we never had a far-right party. We never had Nazis in powers or fascists in power ever. So the Antifa in America have this, they're constantly out looking for a target, and it shifts all the time, and it's always expanding. So obviously they view Trump supporters and Republicans as fascists, and they call those people that name to legitimize violence against them. They also call women who speak up for their rights against trans ideology, for example. Those women are called fascists as well. People of color, various groups of minorities, anybody that speaks up against their illiberal form of totalitarian violence is called a fascist. And if you continue to speak out and inconvenience them in some way, as speaking from experience, somebody has done that to them, you become a target of their violence. And they've actually killed people in America, such as in Portland, Oregon, where I'm from, in 2020, when there were months and months of riots, one of the self-identified Antifa, and he left behind a manifesto describing himself as such, hunted down a Trump supporter in downtown and shot him dead. And his comrades, when they heard the news, they celebrated and played music and had a dance party.
How many Antifa members are there? Is there some sort of hierarchy, some sort of structure?
Great question. So Antifa is a movement, it's an ideology, and it can also manifest itself in individual groups or cells. So when you have something as amorphous as that, it can be difficult to describe to the layman, because you don't have a centralized single organization where there's a hierarchy of who's at the top, who's giving commands. All that is done organized sort of horizontally. You can think of them very similarly to like how jihadists who may be inspired by radical Islam, people, American citizens who have never gone to Syria, never gone to Iraq, but nevertheless consume the propaganda online of violent Islamic extremism and take on the cause either as an individual or they organize with a few people. In regards to how many people are involved in militant, violent Antifa organizing in the U.S., I would put the numbers in the thousands, which is relatively low. Obviously, these are not card-carrying members, so pinpointing the exact numbers is very difficult. This is through my research and analysis, where I have an idea of how various cells that do organize in a more formal way, such as Rose City, Antifa, and various other networks that have a website and all that. You can get a graph based on some their social media, based on how much your posts are being shared, how many people are visibly online following these groups. You kind of have the sense. And also, I've been undercover to many of these demonstrations and riots, and I get a sense of how many of them show up. So we're looking at the thousands, mm-hmm. possibly low tens of thousands, possibly at the most. But and even though the number sounds very small when I say it that way, you just have to think historically that you only need a very small number of committed, violent, revolutionary-minded individuals to carry out extreme instability and violence. Look at 2020. The riots that happened in the name of George Floyd and Black Lives Matter didn't actually involve millions of people. The people who are actually engaging in violence was a relatively small number of people. And yet, from city jurisdiction to jurisdiction, we saw local city councils, counties, governors given to the agenda of the most violent.
We have maybe a minute left in this segment, Andy. When I have seen Antifa people, it seems like they're always wearing masks. Do they always wear masks?
That is a tactic called black block, and it's something they advocate. It's in addition to wearing a black mask, you're wearing all black clothing, and they encourage black shoes, they encourage even sunglasses, and they do that so that when they carry out acts of organized violence or violent conspiracies, that it makes it very, very hard for their victims to identify who assaulted them, mm-hmm. and also very difficult for law enforcement to identify who was involved.
We're talking about young people, teenagers, people in their early 20s, mid-20s. What age range are we talking about? And I assume we're talking about mostly men?
So Portland, Oregon, where I'm from, provides the biggest data set because there were so many riots that went on and a large number of people who were arrested. You're looking, like other radical groups, you're looking at people who are...
They're Trump's most diehard fans in the front row at every Trump rally.
You had to love the United States of America. You had to support Mr. Donald Trump's re-election.
Trump's Front Row Joes is the new two-part documentary offering the first inside look at the men and women standing shoulder to shoulder with Trump in the greatest political movement in American history.
The kind of basis for all the rallies, there's like dead fans.
Like-minded people following their hero all around the country, exhausting their bank accounts, camping out for days in the freezing cold and scorching heat to support Trump's re-election and make America great again.
The Front Row Joes are very successful, incredible people.
Trump's Front Row Joes, from executive producer Sean Spicer, former White House press secretary and communications director for President Donald J. Trump.
Friendships I've made over the years as a Front Row Joe, it's probably the best part of it.
Don't miss Trump's Front Row Joes. Watch it now. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
Hi, this is Eric, the CEO of Ultimate Tax Group. With my two decades of experience, I have helped thousands of hardworking American taxpayers like yourself. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state or have any unfiled tax returns, personal or business, never give up. My team and I want to help you take your freedom back today. Call Ultimate Tax Group at 888-505-1099. Speak with me, Eric, or one of my associates. My team has over 75 years of experience in understanding the tax laws and tax resolution programs. We will dissect your case and map out a successful strategy. You have rights as a taxpayer. We can stop any aggressive actions. We care and fight for our clients. Call Ultimate Tax Group at 888-505-1099, 888-505-1099.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorados, let Larry know what's on your mind.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Next hour, back to the DNC. The book is called Unmasked, Inside Antifa's Radical Plan to Destroy America. My guest is the writer of that book, Andy Ngo. Andy, we have about 5 minutes left in this segment. I want to accomplish two things. Talk to us about why Antifa wants to destroy democracy. We have 3 minutes, actually. And second, what, if anything, did they do in Chicago during the DNC?
Antifa, like their communist allies, view America as a wicked imperial force that needs to be destroyed, and with it, the ideas that come from America, such as capitalism, free speech, freedom of expression. And that's why they deploy the tactic of using violence to intimidate people into shutting up or they're killed and they're no longer able to speak out for their various political views. Mm-hmm. They're a danger because in areas where weak politicians allow them to organize and district attorneys don't prosecute them, you can have an environment where the First Amendment is legally still in effect, like in Portland, Oregon, but if you dare to have some type of political event that contravenes the far-left orthodoxy of the city or of Antifa, then they'll show up and they'll commit acts of violence and police won't help you. You'll be left helpless. I can speak from experience about how I've been beaten in downtown Portland before, mm-hmm. and have seen that happen to other people as well who were engaging in First Amendment protected activity.
Where do they get their money?
A lot of their funding comes from crowdsourcing, so they use things such as GoFundMe, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal even. A lot of their, because it's so decentralized, it's really hard to, you can't just take out one account and then you take out a network or something like that. Individuals will make new campaigns, they'll lie and mislead, they'll lie in terms of the description of what the fundraising is actually for to try to bypass some of the policies of the platform.
Just 1 minute left, Andy. I've heard that George Soros has his fingers on Antifa. Is there any evidence of that?
There are a lot of hypotheses and inaccurate conspiracy theories over the alleged role of Soros and Antifa. The role that Soros does actually do, as I said, that's in connected to the whole Antifa apparatus, is that his money has gone to support the campaigns for various prosecutors, district attorneys in American cities who have been successfully elected and in their positions have operate on a leftist political agenda. And we can see it manifest in not just not prosecuting violent criminals, but being selective in who they prosecute when there's a political angle to the violence.
The book is called Unmasked, Inside Antifa's Radical Plan to Destroy Democracy. Andy, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Stay
safe, my friend.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.